On Thursday evening, hundreds of people are packing the bleachers of the Edward Waters Auditorium. Forrest Lowry says he's against the city adding anti-discrimination protections for LGBT people.
God loves all people. He doesn't hate any of them, but he does not condone sin. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. And people are trying to change the laws of God as well as the laws of man.
In 2012, the Jacksonville City Council defeated a bill that would have given protections based on sexual orientation, gender identity and expression, and housing and public accommodations. Today, people are protected on the basis of race, sex, and age, but they can legally be kicked out of restaurants or denied housing because of how they identify. Sitting directly behind Lowry is Emily Peters. She's a transgender lesbian and says she just wants to be treated fairly in public and guaranteed to keep a job she's qualified for, despite the fact that she identifies as a woman.
And it's the same for a church. If they're not accepting, I'm not asking them to be. So I'm not seeking to infringe on them, and I don't think anybody else is. So I don't think their rights or freedoms are going to be infringed upon. I think they're scared for no reason.
There's no bill drafted yet to include LGBT protections in Jacksonville's human rights ordinance, but the bill that failed to pass in 2012 exempted religious institutions. Attorney Roger Ganim is with Liberty Council, an organization dedicated to preserving religious liberty. He was a panelist at Thursday's community forum. He says those religious exemptions are not airtight.
Often when a church allows for any of its facilities to be used for the general public, they're deemed a public accommodation for those purposes. And that brings the full coverage of a non-discrimination law on top of that church.
But another panelist, Jacksonville Rabbi Joshua Leaf, says religious organizations are already protected under the current human rights ordinance, and it works. He says adding more protections would work the same way.
My dear friend, Felipe Estevez, our bishop of the entire diocese of St. Augustine, thousands of Catholics in our community, does not have to hire a single woman to be a priest at any one of his parish churches, and he's not in violation of the law. In any other industry, that'd be blatant discrimination. Because they're a church, it isn't.
Mayor Curry's final HRO forum is later this month. The topic is understanding the law and its effects on businesses. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.